Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome into the program Dave Archer, Falcons analyst, who was there front and center for all of it. Hey, Dave.
Fellas, how we doing?
Pretty good, Dave. Dave, why do you think the Falcons, when they started that game, they got away from the run early on?
Well, by the way, Q, congratulations. Had a chance to see all the festivities in Philly, and really that is a big deal to be put in some team's ring of honor, and you certainly are deserving, and a really cool moment for you and I know your family, but cool moment for all of us here in Atlanta too, because we all feel like we got a piece of you, and it was really cool to see you do that. So congratulations to you on that, man.
Appreciate you, man.
That's awesome. The run game, I think decidedly, Hugh, yesterday, Pittsburgh pretty salty against the run. They came in sixth in the league against the run. And I think that Atlanta wanted to, there was a decided idea that they wanted to attack early on with the pass game to try to loosen them a little bit. What Pittsburgh was doing was rolling either Edmonds, one safety, or Minkah Fitzpatrick, the other safety, down, and was creating a pretty tight eight-man box. They do a pretty good job discipline-wise of fitting the gaps against the run. You know more about that than anybody does, is when you got a team that's pretty good at having an idea where they're supposed to be from a leverage standpoint in the run game. So they wanted to loosen them a little bit, throwing the football. And I'm not sure that they so much they got away from the run game. I think they wanted to attack them with the pass game some, just to kind of shock the system a little bit. And I thought it worked to a certain extent, and then You got into it in the second half where you started to run it with some rhythm.
Dave Archer is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw. You can always expect the best in sales, service, and selection at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw. Well, Dave, the big question that we've been talking about today is, will they prep Desmond Ridder, prep both? How are they going to handle this going into the bye week and then into the final stretch of the year?
Well, John, I'll be surprised if Desmond doesn't start the next game, to be honest with you. I think that this was a game for the first time for me in watching the quarterback play. I know there have been times throughout the year, I know the fan had been aggravated. There's been a play or two where Marcus has missed here or there. But he's done a lot of stuff to keep you in games, created things. I thought this was a game that got a little sideways for him. He had an opportunity four or five times to make plays that he just flat missed. And he had missed some during the year, but there'd been plays where he'd made up for it, or there'd been other reasons why you potentially weren't moving the ball on offense, or inability to pass protect it at a good level. That wasn't the case in this game. This game, he missed guys. There was guys open. There was guys that he just didn't see and read. And for me, it was the first time all year long that it felt like, you know, had he made the play that was there, that you were going to win the football game. Now, all that being said, you were still the defense did a good job of holding on the rope, even though they got pushed around in the run game again this week. You still had a chance to win it at the end. You actually score a touchdown. It gets called back on a holding penalty. You know, Marcus didn't have anything to do with that. Hesse gets called for a hold on Cordero Patterson's run for a touchdown. So you did some things to still be in the mix, but this one felt different to me. And I will be surprised if Desmond Ridder is not the guy when we play New Orleans in 2 weeks.
So with that being said, Dave, is that almost conceding that you're not gonna, you know, try to make a playoff run here by putting the young guy in there?
No, I don't think so, Hugh. I think I would liken it more to a spark. I think that you're doing stuff to win games. You're in games to win the games. Uh-huh. To me, this would be more of a spark scenario. I need somebody to spark the offense, and sparking the offense is just to make a throw or two to a guy that's open. He had Drake London available a couple of times. The throw he made over the middle to Zacchaeus, or as he moved up in the pocket, Drake London's all alone along the left sideline. That was a play that was along the Pittsburgh sideline. They had a two-man route, and because of the motion, and you're trying to create things as an offensive coordinator, and Arthur Smith's doing a really good job of creating some opportunities. You got OZ clean down the sideline. Devin Bush, the linebacker, is trying to run with OZ. He's wide. He's going to score, and you just missed him. Now, you threw a completion to Drake London for 15 yards or something like that, but if you stay on the route and you look, OZ's wide open down the sideline for a touchdown. Those are the kind of plays when you're in limited possession games, and you only had 8 possessions yesterday. You've got to hit those shots because you're setting them up, and you know you're going to play in limited possession games because they possess the football with their run game. You're possessing the football with your run game. You've got to hit those shots, and they missed those shots, and those were shots that were set up to hit, and they missed them. So, to me, that's where it comes. So you're looking for that spark to be able to hit those shots. And, you know, there's a frustration level that the team rises, too. You saw from Drake London yesterday. He was upset along the sideline. I saw him throw his helmet and stuff like that. This has been a really together team, and I think they still are. But those are the kind of things you're looking at as a coach, too, and you're evaluating. I got to keep my team together. I've got to try to give them a spark here.
Dave, generally, knowing Arthur Smith the way you know him, is that something that he'll keep pretty close to the vest this week and it'll just sort of start to leak out next week as they get into serious game prep? Or is that something that he'll make an announcement on earlier than that just so that the air is clear?
Well, it's a good question, good thought, John. I'm not sure how, from a strategic standpoint, Arthur's going to do it. I mean, obviously, he'd like to veil it a little bit, but at some point, it's going to get out. Does it help you that it doesn't get out till next week, potentially, if in fact he does make this decision? And again, I'm just basing this on my opinion, my thought. This is not something Arthur said, hey, we're changing quarterbacks. You heard what he said. You guys have the quotes. You played his quotes from last night. He said a very similar thing to me. So he wanted to sleep on it, think on it, look at the tape, look over some of the things, and then he was going to make some type of decision. I know that within the team, they'll know. But whether the media knows, it'll be interesting to see how he plays out from a strategic standpoint.
You know, this is, does a little bit. There is still a little bit of next year in this, too. I mean, Dave, let's talk turkey here. You have to make decisions about that quarterback spot going into this offseason. You know, how are you going to handle it? And regardless of whether or not they're able to win the division or not, let's hope they do. Let's hope the Tampa fails here and that somehow they wind their way into a division win. Is the fact that you got to set yourself up for what we believe is going to be a pretty successful, or at least potential for a pretty successful year next year, correct?
Well, yeah, you'd like to think you're going to be better next year, and you'd like to know your roster. And I know what you're leading to. You'd like to know what Desmond Ridder could do when the lights come on. And certainly I think there's a lot of sentiment to that. I think the fans feel that way. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the building at Flowery Branch would like to, you know, give Desmond Ridder an opportunity to get on the field. You got 4 games left. You got 2 on the road. You got 2 at home. So he's going to get the flavor of what it's like in the National Football League should he get a chance to be the guy. And there's no tougher place to play, you can tell you, than going down to the Superdome in New Orleans, especially in an Atlanta-New Orleans-type game. I've played in those games. That's a difficult place to play. So you get a little bit of an idea of him handling that situation. You got to go to Baltimore, a team that's going to be in the playoffs probably. And so you get it. You're going to face a good football team. And then you get 2 divisional opponents with New Orleans and with Tampa. With an Arizona game sandwich in there at home. So you're going to get a nice little, I guess, sampling potentially. Again, this is all if Desmond Ridder gets a chance, you're going to get a sampling, get an idea of potentially how he handles that, how he prepares, how he handles some of the adversity, how he handles some of the success. All that's there. And I think that's all part of what Arthur and his whole staff, it's not going to be just Arthur Smith deciding this. So Dave Ragone, all these guys will sit down and they'll talk about, okay, what gives us an opportunity to stay in the mix? Because you got to put a product on the field for the guys that play. I mean, Grady Jarrett's, you know, his days are adding up. I mean, he wants to go win football games. He doesn't want to just see what you look like for next year. You know, Jake Matthews, these guys are veteran players. You got to put a team on the field that's going to go win the football game or have a chance to win, not just go look at players. They're not interested in that. Their time is running out. They want to go win football games. So you got to factor all that in, and all that will be part of the equation as they try to decide what they'll do for the New Orleans game in 2 weekends.
Well, it'll be fascinating to watch the progress here over the bye week here. I'm hopeful that maybe, you know, the fortunes work out, and then when we're talking about going down to New Orleans in a couple of weeks here, Dave, that maybe the Falcons are still in the hunt, and maybe they could stay alive and make the last month of the season what it was last year, which is a late run into January where you're still playing viable games. So let's hope that all works out. David, do appreciate.
Thanks, guys. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.